you take a personal time out, I guess, so before this stuff builds up. Is that right?
Well, sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes you have to take the time out after you're walking wounded.
That's true. Because you're face-to-face with the customer. Excuse me, I would like a time out now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's a lovely little expression in the resilience world called stronger in the challenged or stronger in the broken places, is we actually get to be more knowledgeable and stronger in those spots and places that are challenging for us, because if we adapt a resilient attitude, we will learn where we're weak and we'll make it stronger by having a pool of coping mechanisms.
Okay, so I want to go back to the thing you said before. How do you identify your tender spot?
Well, that's a very quick answer, which actually isn't in my book, but I certainly will share it with you. People will function as if they're not their real age when they have a tender spot that's pushed. It's like we all have a history, and one of the reasons that I failed grade 7 and didn't get out of high school is I had a father who used to call my mom and me the stupid females.
Okay.
So that's so anything that's a message about being stupid is very tender for me. My hubby, who was in university by the time he was 16, and I admit he's brilliant, if somebody called him stupid, he would just roll his eyeballs.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? He wouldn't get it. But for me, that's a tender spot. So people can, when they feel like all of a sudden they're shrinking, or they find themselves saying and thinking behaviors that are put downs and negatives in their head, or going red in their face, or their heart rate increases.
Sure.
Any change in what I would call sort of normal breathing and talking and living, they're probably being pulled back to an old message in their head that probably is not true. So if I get a big time about messing up, I hear this message that says, oh, you think you're so smart, but you're really a stupid female.
There you go.
Right?
Okay.
I can even hear the tone of it. Mm-hmm. So those are a few little tips if people tend to get what I call triggered out of being in the here and now and the best that they can be in the moment.
Okay. So we've all got these challenges from time to time. We talked about some of the ones in the workplace, and I'm sure there's things at home, as you may mention your daughter. There's people that are in bad relationships, okay? They don't like their neighbor, or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And yet we hear a lot, or at least I do, and I know you do as well, too, when you're at conferences and you actually see speakers with the topic work-life balance. So and I know you have some feelings about that term, so give me a little idea. What's wrong with this whole concept of work-life balance?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's wrong, but I would like to challenge some of the concepts around work-life balance. And the first one I'll challenge is the term itself, work/life balance.
Right.
Well, I don't know about you, Kit, but my work is a huge part of my life. It nourishes me. It's my creative activity. I love it. And to me, it's a huge, significant part of my life. And I don't want to separate it. I live it and I breathe it. So, and then the other thing that I have noticed, I have taken those workshops. So I'm sitting there with the circle, right? And it's got all these little pies, and you fill in how your social life's doing, how your marriage is doing, how your spiritual life is doing, how you're looking after yourself physically, mentally, emotionally is doing. Well, guess what?